All the better reason to let him come with me. We have a positively gargantuan suite at the LaRue. Nathan can have his own bed. He'll get plenty of rest. Marianne will be delighted.
I appreciate the offer. However, given that Nathan's already asleep, I think it would be a shame to disturb him.
Catherine?
James's voice remained kind, patient. He said, as if speaking to a very small child,
Surely you're not considering letting your son spend the night at a homicide scene?
No. I'm considering letting my son spend the night in the comfort of his own room.
For heaven's sake, there is fingerprint powder everywhere. How are you going to explain that to a 4-year-old boy, let alone the smell?
I know what's right for my son.
Really?
James gave her a smile.
Just as you knew what was right for Prudence?
Catherine thinned her lips. There was nothing she could say to that, and they both knew it.
I hate to state the obvious,
James said now,
but perhaps you don't know what's going on in your own household as well as you think. Prudence was obviously deeply upset about what happened to Jimmy. God only knows how Nathan is feeling.
Get out.
Now, Catherine, get out!
James still wore that horribly paternal smile upon his face. He tried to clasp her shoulder. She whirled on the policeman, still in attendance. I want this man gone.
Catherine.
You heard me. She pointed a finger at the officer, who was blinking his eyes in shock at being dragged into the middle of this scene. This man is not welcome in my home. Escort him out. James was still trying.
Catherine, you're upset. You're not thinking clearly.
Officer, do I need to call your superior? Escort this man from my home. The young man pushed away from the wall, belatedly springing into action. As he stepped forward, James's voice dropped to a low octave, heard only by her ears.
I'm running out of patience, Catherine.
Out!
Mark my words, things for you are only going to get much, much worse. I have so much power, Catherine. You have no idea.
I said get out! She was screaming. The noise woke Nathan. He started to cry. The officer finally crossed the room. He put his hand on James's elbow, and the judge had no choice but to comply. He said out loud for the officer to hear,
I'm dreadfully sorry to have upset you, my dear. Of course, Marianne and I only want what is best for our grandson. Perhaps in the morning, when you're thinking more clearly.
Catherine pointed stiffly toward the open door. James tilted his head forward in chilly acknowledgment.